Todd, you said this morning that you'd eventually like to move Brent Burns back to defense. Is he going to make that decision?
<pretty tough? laughs> He's doing a tough job of it, but we'll cross that path when and if we need to, obviously. We like what he's doing right now. He's brought some energy to the team. He's a very effective forward. Had a chance to see him do that in the American League for almost a full year. So well aware of what he's capable of doing. He looks like he's having a lot of fun doing it. And as long as it stays that way, we can keep experimenting with it.
You talked about having less pressure on him as a forward than as a defenseman. Do you think that helps his game, just in terms of, you said he's having fun? Is that
probably. In his situation, he hasn't had a chance to establish himself this year. His injury, not having training camp, coming back, getting hurt again. It's a tough position to play on the back end when you're on your heels and you don't feel real good physically. Up front, he can just turn himself loose and chase pucks down. He's got a great shot. He's got a sense of where to be. And all those things are showing up right now with him as a forward. And in time, he'll get some reps on the back end as well. But we like what we're seeing right now.
Your transition coach has been fairly good forward. You were the man that made him a defenseman in the American Hockey League with Houston way back when. Was the transition?
Well, I wasn't the man. I was the man taking the orders. We had, obviously, I was in the minors in Minnesota, and Jacques and Doug Risebrough had some plans for a young Brent Burns at that time. He played as an underage. I think we had him the following year in the lockout. He was probably 19 or 20 and still feeling his way through. So we played him where we were told to play him and tried to work with him that way. I actually think there was a time during that year when he was confused. He didn't know what he was. And I don't want him to get to that point here. He's a heck of a player, and he can obviously play both positions, and we want him to be effective wherever that is.
The importance of the Andrew Desjardins hit on the power play goals
after? Well, it happens around the league on a nightly basis. When there's a big clean hit, there always seems to be a fight. Somebody skates across the rink and instigates, and happened to be tonight a player that was wearing a shield, so we get the 4-minute power play, and that was huge, scoring the two goals. And that was probably the difference at the end of the night.
You guys have scored like 4 power play goals the last 4 games. What's been working? What was working tonight for you guys?
It's pucks finding the back of the net. There wasn't anything that we talked about dramatically different in there. Pucks got through. We had a good net front presence. Shots found their way to the net, where a lot of times they're getting blocked or knocked down. And that's how most of the power play, if you could put one power play goal after another in video and watch it, they aren't very pretty anymore. They're shots and garbage type goals, and that's how we got them.
Getting nervous a little bit at the end when they make it 4-2 and then 4-3.
Yep.
What was your sense on the bench?
There was some anxiousness. You can tell we probably have won on a consistent basis, and we're reestablishing some type of confidence. I thought where we failed a little bit down the stretch is we didn't continue to forecheck. We were an effective team on the forecheck. Now we were going to stand off and defend, and you can't do that against a good team like that.
Coach, what has Gomez been doing lately versus at the beginning?
He's skating more. He's more involved in the middle of the rink. He's not playing on the outside. He's another one that seems to be enjoying himself a little bit more now. Consistently playing night in and night out, having some consistent line mates has certainly helped him, but skating and playing on the inside of the rink, not just playing on the exterior.
Did you have a feeling of relief, Coach, that the officials got it right this time? And last time Desjardins had a big hit, they didn't, and it really was the turning point of that game against Chicago.
Yeah, the hit was clean.
It was against the Bears.
Yeah, I guess it was there. The one against Chicago was maybe a little more debatable, considering how Jamal, his body position in the air and that type of stuff. This one was head on, and it was a clean hit. Good for Desi. He had an impact on the game tonight.
What about the importance of just scoring 4 goals? I mean, you guys did that in each of your first 5 games. This is the first time you've scored 4 goals since then.
Well, we obviously needed all of them. It's nice to get 4. A bit of a relief, milestone for us, however you want to put it. Now we've got to go and do it again on the road here for the next 10 days.
Any sense of accomplishment breaking the franchise record for...
No, not really. We talked about this earlier. There's the important wins haven't even happened in this organization yet. There hasn't been a coach here that's had an opportunity to win the last game he's coached. And it's just another day for us. We're scrambling hard. We're in the trenches. So that's about it for that milestone.
Peter, please draw some confidence when you beat the defending champs coming here.
I think they can a little bit. They've got to buckle up their boots here when we get into LA, because we're going to be tested with that team at home. And if we can do it back-to-back, then the confidence level should go high.
Thanks, guys.